have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Check the way I walk. Been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag, okay. My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag. My Christ swag, yeah. Yeah, I'm from the streets. South of the arch, man. Where I used to drink, roll up, and used to spark, man. Now I got my head straight, shining like a million bucks. Christ elevated me, going past the ceiling, bruh. St. Louis 50, God Squad t-shirt. Homie, how you doing? Pleased to meet you, this my rebirth. Addicted to the word, it's pumping through my artery. Faith on the meal, the swag is a part of me. Now my glow bright, soul's been redeemed. Covered in the blood, no shower, cause I'm clean. Done playing games, rid of the Xbox, almost flatline. But Christ made my chest pop, walked on the edge. The devil made me wobble, Jesus took the wheel. Fast forward full throttle, still in the hood. Got that street slang, mixed with the spirit. It's a G thing. Peep how I talk, check the way I walk. Been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag, okay. Yeah. My Christ swag, yeah.
God Squad,
this my
bruh.
Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag,
Cartier.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Look. My whole style come from Christ,
yeah.
So own it? No sir, you can't put a price. Like white on rice, I got his blood on me. To be honest, I just care about my guy, homie. And if I'm only living for him, it don't really even matter what y'all think of me.
Nah.
Opinions, you can let them be. I'm killing it, I let them see. The old me is gone. Keep the demons out my heart, then Christ found a home.
Yeah.
No more Patron or nitrous. I might just give God a praise with my best. He's highest. Glory in here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Put my trust in the Lord. I ain't having no fear. No, I don't have a care. Besides pleasing my father, tell any hater you see, man, don't even bother. Cause Jesus is my medicine. I ain't never hurting. Catching waves of his glory. Man, I'm Christ swag surfing.
Yeah. I talk. Check the way I walk. Been set free. Cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect. God just forgave me. Got a new swag. Praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag.
Yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah,
uh-huh.
This my Christ swag,
okay.
My Christ swag, yeah, this my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah,
uh-huh.
This my Christ swag.
God Squad.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Okay, I get it from my father.
Uh-huh.
Head to toe swinging on that word, that's the motto.
Yeah.
Used to be a up or down flipper like the Lido.
Uh-huh.
Roll with Big Frank and ST, old squad though. Now
God.
I'm aiming at the world with that blessed scope.
Yeah.
Hard repetition, stay flexing, holy rollers know. When you see that light shine, this ain't baby doe. He ain't got a VVS on him, what a freak show.
No,
but I'm close with my father though. I ain't Leroy, but the boy got a lot of glow. Took a whole lot of land out to kill his ego. Missing my whole purpose like Shaq with them free throws. If you rapping vain, can't edify the people. Swag on 100, gaining speed, adios flow. And I'm top flow, reaching for his glory. You think I got some swag, Christ the one that poured it on me.
Check the way I
walk.
Been set free, cause my father paid the
cost.
No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag,
yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag,
okay.
My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag,
yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag. My Christ swag, yeah.
Yeah.
You're so major. Yeah. You're so major. Yeah. Hey. You're so major.
I'm a stunned by you, so astonishing. Future looks bright, so promising. You're a great wonder, no wondering.
Love, you're amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
I'm amazed by you, of it all. Your ways are perfect, you're no flaws. Harder coming here than no one sounds out, but
love, you're amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
A friend to the Virgin Mary's not a fairy tale. Never had a plan, but it did fail. Poured out blood, I escaped hell.
Love, you're amazing, you're so amazing, yeah.
Set me free, you gave me eternal life. You gave up your life, you sacrificed. Made old things new, made it wrong, right?
Love, you're amazing.
Look at the name we entangle with. Look at the flame is lit. You cannot shame a kid. On mission, you know it's every day. And we count the cost, that's a major bank. My sins on the cross, that's a heavyweight. Yeah, you made the way, now we tailor-made. And he the method man on the ebony. Spirit running through me like I'm on an IV. Now they see me shine bright like some high beam. And we dripping with the vision, cut the visine. And we blazing trails like it's dame time. And we bring the heat like it's wave time. And he take the lead like it's game fine. And y'all be my step through, I bang mine. Praying that these young hitters really get it. Hope that they got a mate.
That got me hyped right out the gate. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been quite the week, but we are right back here for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it a whole lot. I say it all the time. But you know what? I really mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or that last time I said that was going to be the last time. But I miss you guys, and I'm so glad you just took out a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. I hope you guys had a blessed week like I did, and you're ready to take on another week. And first things first, I'd like to give a shout-out to some very special people that have encouraged me along the way, and that would be me, myself, and I. tell you what, these three people have always been in my corner. And for that, I say thank you, me, thank you, myself, and thank you, I. No, but seriously, you know what? Let me read the disclaimer to you. I don't do this for me. I do it for you all because there's nothing wrong with me. You all got problems, and I'm a problem solver. I like helping people. I like giving back because that's what I do. So this is just my way of giving back. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out and thank the beautiful, the lovely, the incredible visionary, the woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson in Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I use to help so many people. Elation Magazine, catch the wave. And you know what? I cannot wait because this November we are back, baby. Elation's honors. Woo! Honoring servant leaders. Man, November will be lit. Here we go. Let's get this jumping right now. This first segment is songs black people sing and they hear. Now, I'm no recording artist, at least not nationally, locally, like in my shower, in the bedroom, in the kitchen, in the living room. But I'm not nationally yet. But as a black man, there's certain songs that I sing in my head that, you know what, I'm sure other black people can relate to. Matter of fact, you probably sing these same songs or similar songs in your head. White people, you might sing them. Asian people, Hispanic people, hey, these are just songs in your head. Now, as a black man, I'm just going to give you some examples of songs I sing in my head because you know what? I love to sing. I got a gift, and I want to give it away. Here we go. Songs black people sing in their head. Now, if you ain't sung none of these songs in your head, then you probably brainless. Here we go. Number one, woo, songs black people sing in their head. Slow it down. I don't care if I'm fired or not. I don't mean no disrespect. And I don't care about staying around you. I ain't leaving this job without a check. You can fire me. I'll leave peacefully. But you better know one thing before I go. I'm not leaving yet without my check. I say, I'm not leaving yet without my check. Call security if you want to. Bring them here. I'll be waiting. Song black people singing their head. This song right here. Do you do 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 do? I don't mind paying child support. I don't mind, 'cause I take care of my kids. Care of my kid, but why every time I see you out, girl, you be wearing a brand new wig. Oh, have mercy. That's beautiful right there. Remember, women, support is for the child. It's to support the child, not you. Oh, same. Songs black people sing in their head. All right, let's speed it up a little bit. Bum 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 bum. Hey, you tell me you need some time alone. You got a lot of things going on in your head. Well, maybe it was something I said or I did. Better yet, could it be that Negro hiding up under your bed? Peekaboo, I see you. I'm going to get my gun. You better run. Let me crawl under your bed. That's right there. That's what separates us. That's how failure to communicate. Songs black people singing, they hear. I'm telling you, these are hits. These are hits. Wow. Let's go with this one right here. And for this one, I'm going to have to turn the lights down real low. Pour me a glass of red wine. Baby, I promise you'll never, ever leave me. Baby, no, you'll never leave me. Tell me you love me. Your love is for real. Baby, I'd be a fool to just walk away. Cause I'm dead broken. You pay all the bills. I say, I'm dead broken. You pay all the bills. I ain't going nowhere. Why would I leave? I got nothing in my pocket and nothing up my sleeve. My credit is bad. My attitude is too. I got nothing going on but you. Baby, I'd be a fool to just walk away. Cause if I did, I'd have no place to stay. Because it's your house and everything's in your name. And if you ever, ever leave me, my life would never be the same until I found some other woman to mooch off of. Oh my God. I felt that one right there. That right out, yeah. And finally this one right here. This one this is an ode to Walmart. And you know what? I got to give a shout out to them because Walmart, they inspired me to do this one. And I just think they deserve a little love tonight. So I'm going to put this love in a little song, just a little verse. Y'all want to hear it? Here you go. Walmart is my store. They are my number one. They take my personal check every time when all they get is insufficient funds. They my number one insufficient funds. They take it every day. Walmart, what can I say? They are my number one. They take my check every time, and it's insufficient funds. And they never hung my picture up. Yeah. I just had to show them some love. I, Walmart, what can I say? You know, I always got a brother back, you know. Forgive and forget. And I love you for it, Walmart. Thank you so much. Oh, I'll be in there Tuesday, too, with some more bad checks for you. Now, I know Valentine's Day has passed, but you know what? Still, we should still be in a season of love. You know, because love is in the air. I smell it. Taste it. It tastes sweet. Yes. But you know what? There's ways that we can show our love. And as long as it comes from the heart, I just don't see nothing wrong with it. Just expressions from the heart. These are some ways that I would express my love from the heart to those special people in my life. So these are some really controversial expressions of love during love season. Number one, giving that special someone in your life Christmas candy. Yeah, right now. Just if you got some old Christmas candy, just give it to them. It's from the heart. Number two, just expressions of love during love season. Some edible underwear that you bought on sale that is already spoiled. That's an expression of love during love season. That's might be a little controversial, but it's from the heart. It's from the heart. Number three, expressions of love during love season. Some sexy draws that you borrowed from your mama. Yeah, hey, if they're the same size, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Huh? Just expressions of love during this love season. Oh, what about this lady? You give your man some of this and sit on, he turn the lights out and put you to sleep real good. Some razor bump lotion. Yeah, that way when he put his beard on your back, he don't scar you up too bad. Expressions of love. Oh, this one right here. Who don't like flowers? Huh? Ladies, who don't like flowers? So what about this? Expression of love during love season. For the woman who loves flowers, a 5-pound bag of flour. Expressions of love during love season. Oh, this one right here. This is for both of you. Mouthwash. Yeah. Expressions of love during love season. Oh, this one right here. A prepaid debit card that you got to add money to. That's all you got to do. I got the card for you. You just add some money on there, huh? Expressions of love during love season. We'll get your woman this. Man, I'm tapping into you right now. I'm telling you, this is what women want. I mean, try it. You get them a wig dipped in chocolate, huh? If you're, can you imagine? Your woman put that wig on dipped in chocolate and you just nipped it, not on her ear, but you nipped it on her hair. Expressions of love during love season. Ooh, this again is for both of you right here. Something that you both can enjoy. Deodorant. Ooh. I'm going to get some of that myself. Expressions of love during love season. Oh, this one right here. This right here is for when you smack it up, flip it, and rub it down. Hemorrhoid cream. Ooh! It cools and soothes. Expressions of love during love season. And finally, a party. A third party check. Post-staging. Wow. Expressions of love during love season. I'm telling y'all, this is love season, so go ahead and express yourself in love. Now, of course, black people, white people, let me tell you something. Asian people, Hispanic people, we are all one because we are all the same, and we're equal. But you know what? We do things just a little bit different. We're the same, but we're unique in our own way. Let's take restaurants for a change. Restaurants—they're all the same, but unique in their own way. Yeah, a black restaurant opens late, but it's gonna close early. See? It's going to open late, but it's going to close early. A white restaurant. Yeah. Everything on the menu tastes like Mrs. Dash. You know they don't put no seasoning on the stuff. Oh, an Asian restaurant. An Asian restaurant. It's always one hair in the lo mein. Okay? A Mexican restaurant. Ooh, because I love me a man. Ooh, authentic. I'm talking about these are authentic restaurants, okay, for the people. An authentic Mexican restaurant. Cocaine on the menu. Ooh, okay, that's authentic. Yeah, that's authentic. Wow. So you see, it's we're all the same, but it's just a little different, okay? There's a uniqueness about us. Now, this one right here, this is one of the staples of the Sunday with Mess with Dre. This is I'm a thug. And now you know what I get hyped when I talk about being a thug. Because there's some people out there don't realize that they thugs, that they live the thug life, operating just like a thug, with a thug mentality. Tupac lied. Kevin ain't got no ghetto. But hell does. And you know what they call it? Hell. Now, you could be the thug, you thug. Could be a family member. Could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, or at your bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they just straight up sucking and living the thug life. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you're a straight thugging. Get your life right. Number one. I'm a thug. I put bulletproof diapers on my 10-month-old. See, that's a thug right there. If you're expecting the baby to be shot up in the body and below the waist, you have done some bad things in your life. If you getting your child prepared with bulletproof pampers so he don't get caught up in the bullets and the stray bullets that are meant for you, or maybe somebody didn't target him. Yeah, you's a thug. What kind of life you live? You got to buy your baby bulletproof diapers. Number two, I'm a thug. You know what? I go around punching people in the arm after they get their COVID shot. See, that's a thug right there. You know what? People got love on their mind getting that doggone COVID in that booster. You wait for them to get it, and you run up to them, and you punch them in their arm. Boy, that's a thug right there. That's a thug right there. Number three, I'm a thug. I got the hair on my back braided. That's a thug right there. Your hair is so long on your back that you can get it braided. That ain't nothing but a thug. And it's probably stinking, too. You stinking thug. But it looked good. Anyway, number four, I'm a thug. My fake gold teeth turn green. So that's a thug right there. If your fake teeth is, you know what? If you got fake teeth that's rotten, you're a thug. You don't care about nothing. You don't even care about your health. Ooh, that's a thug for you, though. If they don't care about themselves, no, they don't care about nothing about you. If they health ain't concerning to them, your health ain't either. Watch out. Stay away from them thugs. Number five, I'm a thug. I filed bankruptcy over a $30 parking ticket. That's a thug right there. Boy, it's going to cost you more than that to go through the process. But you's a thug. You's a thug. You said you wasn't paying it. You said you wasn't paying it. You's a thug. Number six, I'm a thug. I keep my food stamp card in a safety deposit box. How much money is on that card? Huh? How much money is on that card? You got it in a safety deposit box. You might be a food stamp millionaire. Number seven, I'm a thug. Now this right here is a thug right here, y'all. If ain't never been no thug, this here is a thug. Number seven, I'm a thug. I claim my cockroaches on my taxes. That's a thug right there. First of all, that means they got to have Social Security number some kind of way. Oh, names. If you got them named, you're a thug right there. You're a filthy thug. Number eight, I'm a thug. My credit's so bad, I financed my last haircut. You know what? If you got to make a, Lord Jesus, if you got a payment plan for your haircut, you sure enough a thug. You can't even pay for your haircut. Lord Jesus, you know what? Yeah, use a thug. You do anything, huh? What are you spending your money on? Number nine, I'm a thug. I put a bike, and y'all listen to this one now. This is a thug, y'all. I put a bike in the layaway for my son, and I take him up to the store every weekend to ride it around inside the store.
What the hell?
You got your...
That's a pitiful thug. And finally, number 10. I'm a thug.
Yes, I am.
I like coughing on people's birthday cake. Just randomly. So that's a thug right there. That right there. I mean, you ain't got to know the people. You just walk up and see a birthday cake and just cough on it on purpose. You just want to ruin the whole cake. You might as well spit in the folks' face, but you's a thug. If you bold enough to do that, you's a thug. Yes, indeed. You's a world-class thug. Told y'all. Oh, Jesus. Now, this next segment is, of course, our church announcements. And I always like to invite you out to worship and get your praise on with us, because we can show you the help, okay? Please join us as we get our worship on, for we are the Church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. Now, we're small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements is because, well, I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page, that the body is kept abreast of what's going on within the church. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the announcements for individuals that were unable to attend the in-person services or do not have access to the internet to watch us as we stream. For the sick that did it and the shut it up in. Lord have mercy. I also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary in person or may have been watching us as we streamed, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they was so busy giggling about stuff they shouldn't have been giggling about because it wasn't funny. Let me tell you something. Hold up. Let me make this perfectly clear. Okay? Let me tell y'all right now. Y'all know good and well, Deacon Johnson, one leg is shorter than the other. Y'all know one of his legs is shorter than the other, so he got a little different way to walk. And I know who be doing it. But you out of line. You are out of line. You out of order. And you're downright sinful. Every time he started walking around, y'all talking about go on see walk, go on see walk. You see walking, go see walk. This man ain't quit walking. He ain't no game. He just got a little hiccup in his step because one leg is shorter. He's got an all natural gangster lean when he walks, but he ain't no gangster. He just got one of his legs is slow. He got a slow leg and he got a fast leg. So when he run, he's running out of balance. Anyway, stop laughing at that man and leave him alone. It ain't right. But it sure is funny. Anyway, announcement number one. Mother Pearline is asking for help, the church to help. Times has been hard on her. A rent is past due. Matter of fact, it's 2 months past due. And so we had raised money for her. And, because I told her, you know, we take care of her housing situation. And we was going to take care of her. We raised almost $1,100. Now her rent, she's 2 months behind, and her rent was $650 a month, and so she needed $1,300, but we only raised $1,100, so she was $200 short. So I just didn't see no need. If we was $200 short, that wasn't enough. So what I did was I went on with my wife's blessing, and I took $69 and bought her a little pop-up tent. And I put it up right there in her driveway. And that way, she's technically still at home. She lives at her house, just not in her house. So, praise God. Don't ask me what happened to the rest of the money. Ain't none of your business. Lesson number two. First of all, it's starting to warm up, and we've had some great ideas for the church fundraiser. A couple of years ago, we had a kissing booth, and the ladies were in the kissing booth, and we did pretty good in the kissing booth. But because of COVID, and it's been the young ladies back in the church, and it's just most of the mothers. And so we're not going to do the kissing booth this year as a fundraiser, okay? No, we're not. We're not going to have y'all, trying to kiss on folk and they kiss you and there you go, your teeth start rattling around in your mouth. We're not going to do that. That's nasty, okay? It's nasty. We're not going to do the kissing booth. We're going to find another way, okay? We might do a dunking booth. Yeah, we do a dunking booth. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a dunking booth. So we're going to fill up a dunking booth full of water and have folks sew at you. Matter of fact, we're just going to put you in a chair. We ain't going to put no cage around or nothing. So if the baseball hits you in the face, you'll fall in the water. Anyway, lesson number three. Who brought roaches in the church? Who brought roaches in the church? I'll wait. Don't bring no more doggone roaches in this church. Let me find out who bring roaches in the church. I stepped on six of them. Huh? One crawled right there on my neck. I doggone near slapped myself to sleep. Don't bring no roaches in the church. Let me find out who got roaches on them. Bring them in the church. You better catch the spirit in the parking lot and shake them off. Don't you bring them in here no more. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to is the building fund. As we know, the building fund has a little bit of everything off. It offers humor, horror, drama, mystery, intrigue, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, wow. This is what y'all said the business fund and raise. Okay. Every day, the business fund has raised, and I quote, a lot of members up out of here. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Dutch with Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm a prayer side. I ask you, please, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Don't really matter then, does it? I mean, really? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Dutch with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial, I object. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Fool, that room you've been coughing in. Go back in there and close the door. Well, most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. And continue to bless us and keep us. Hold us close to your bosom. Protect us, Lord Jesus. We will be mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise forever. Amen. You guys have a great night. Have a great start of your week. And be blessed and not stressed. I miss you already. I will see you next week. It'll be more nuts with more Dre because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite and put on just a little bit of weight. I'll see you guys when I see you. Good night.
Check this out, right? Check this out, right? Check this out, right? You'll never be ashamed of who you are. You serve God and serve God proudly. The fact is you should be celebrating. They sitting laughing at me, they thought I wouldn't make it. That's why I'm laughing back and waving at you haters. And if you never listen to this song, never pass it on. I just pray to God that you would come to see the throne. Cause we gon' celebrate, and it really matter what they gon' say. If they put us in the grave, I guarantee we elevate. So let the haters hate, cause we gon' celebrate. They put us in the grave, your boy gon' elevate. Bang.
listen to this song. Never pass it on. I just pray to God.